is Radio Freedom.
Hello and welcome to Show 17. Round and round it goes, where it stops nobody knows. It's the totally random edition. Some nice clicking there. As you might have guessed, we're now on a totally random edition. I've decided to actually do something a bit different. Every sort of five shows or so, I try and do something different. It was hopefully supposed to be a Tim and Kirk show, but I might have frightened him off. So I'm going to do something a bit different here. I think probably prompted by the comments about taking risks and not echoing sort of radio, I am going to let the iPod DJ, it's not my iPod, it's my partner's iPod, but it's going to be the DJ for this evening. It's going to decide on shuffle what tunes to play. I'm not actually going to know. I've been carefully kind of pruning so there's not too much crap on there, but I don't know what it's going to play. It could play anything, and there is all kinds of things on there, and there's even podcasts, but I reserve the right to skip those unless you really want to hear sort of Jim Bob do his rant for an hour in the middle of my show, which could be quite funny, but you probably want to hear some music. I hope you're all well. I hope you enjoyed the last show with all the sort of dub mix and stuff like that. Certainly it was a painful birth, as they say, for that one, which is probably the reason for this. I thought I'd try something a bit different. And we've got some news later on, and we've got some a response to something from Adam Curry. But first, I think we're going to play a tune, and I don't know what it is. I will fire up the iPod. Hopefully it will behave. I'll be as surprised as you. How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave without. Hold on, we've had this.
Audio communique number 12, February.
Just what is it that you want to do?
That's better.
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, wait, baby, let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're gonna have a party.
Deep town, woo, hey.
want to be free to do what we want to do.
Good choice, Mr. iPod DJ. Actually, it's called Charles. My iPod is called Charles, by the way. Hello, Charles. Yeah, I'm the kind of person that calls everything Charles or George. I just am. That was a very good choice, actually. That was a very good choice. I'm surprised. Apart from the fact that it decided to choose the Postal Service Against All Odds as its first track, which I probably should have gone with it, but I only played that two shows ago. And then he decided to play some of Bicycle Mark's audio communique. So that was his voice popping up in the middle. I better stop it at some point. So, how are you all? I'm fine. I liked all your comments on the blog about whether to do a shorter show or a longer show. The great thing about doing the History of Mashups separately, which I am working on and will hopefully record straight after this or on Wednesday, so it will be up there shortly. And it's planned and it's sorted out. In fact, the next two shows are planned, so I'll probably do two at once. So it kind of frees me up to do things like this, which is great. I will just stop the iPod. Ew. I don't know if it's cheating if I see the next song. although I've forgotten what it sounds like, so it's a mystery for you and me. So that's what I've been doing. Oh, tonight I've been watching Bad Education. It's a very good movie. I've also, you might have guessed how much on a DVD kick talking about Spirited Away. Apologies to the first people who downloaded my show. I managed to edit out the name of the film. Oh crap at this me. But I definitely edited it back in again because I listened to it the night before and thought, you're witching on about film, you don't actually mention the name. I did mention the name, I just edited that bit out because I witted on about Dawn of the Dead being shit, which it is. But anyway, I'm rambling. But I just seen Bad Education by Pedro Almodovar, and that's brilliant. It's a very, very good film. It's very very much a Spanish film. I saw a great film called Cachorro, which is called Bear Cup, which has probably got similar themes. It's not a Mandovar film, but it's about a guy who has to look after his nephew when his sister gets arrested for drug smuggling. And he's a bear, and he's part of the whole bear gay community. And it's a very tender film. But the thing about it is that nobody in the film gets really off scot-free. Maybe the kid, but you know, everybody, no one's as clear cut as they're made out to be. It's not that Hollywood kind of like, ooh, he's the bad man, you know, ooh, his. It's not. And it's the same with Bad Education. You even the paedophile priest, you end up feeling kind of sad for him. It's kind of, you know, and everybody, you know, even the heroes of the film, and you know, it's kind of, I don't want to give it away, but it's not as clear cut as you would think it was. You think, you know, if there was kind of a sort of one of those TV dramas about, you know, sort of all boys Catholic schools, or paedophilia and abuse in Catholic schools and churches, which I know did happen, it's a big thing at States at the moment. I think that's why Bad Education got a lot of press about that, but no Oscars. I'm very pissed off about that. And the same with Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, which is the other film I watched. No Oscars. Wasn't at the Oscars, was it? You know, it's like the best film I saw of last year. I don't see a lot of films, but, you know, it's one of the best films, apart from maybe Spirited Away. But certainly, you know, it's not... I thought Jim Carrey, oh my God, run away. But actually, he's really acting against type, and it's actually a very good film. And it's directed by, again, French, by Michel Gondry. And it's by Charlie Kaufman, who I think did Being John Malkovich. I might be wrong, but he's done some very kind of mad scripts, I know. And it's well worth seeing, if you haven't seen it yet. Go and hire it. Certainly, you probably find Bad Education is probably not for you if you are squeamish on the gay sex front or nudity front. But it's not as bad as, you know, it's not that bad. I would say it's not a date movie. Definitely not a date movie. So let's do another track before I ramble on way too much. Everybody loves you. That was Blow Up with Everybody Loves Me. Everybody Loves Jesus. That's appropriate with all the God casting and I've been listening to some of it actually. I'm not going to suddenly turn into Christian, but there's an interesting one called The Raised Eyebrow from a Calvinist charismatic Christian. He's trying to explain all the stuff behind it, and it sounds like absolute. Probably better not say that. Oh, sod it. It sounds like absolute bollocks to me. But that's because I'm not a Christian, I suppose. But it's just very odd, very odd. But it's interesting to actually hear. I'm glad I'm actually on Open Podcast again. And that's by Blow Up, who is Don, otherwise known as Search and Delete, DJ Spastic Fantastic. And we interviewed him in the... Because he was at the Last Bastard. Oh, that reminds me. That leads into the news. The news is that Bastard on this Thursday, which I hope to do another show before then, but if I don't, here you are, it's actually got some mega lineups, you know. I don't understand how they're going to actually get everyone in there. I mean, we're talking about the DJs for a start, and then the rest of the people. You've got DJ Rico from the States, you've got Lou and Placido. Everyone's going, ooh, because they must have played on this show many times. And DJ Zebra, who I will play some tracks from him, and have been holding some tracks in reserve for a mix I'm doing. And it's one of these things that he's definitely on the list to play. So probably if I do another show, either before or just after, I will, either in the roundup or something like that. I don't know whether I'm going to take my recording equipment this time. I might do, but I got into such trouble for accosting drunk people and them speaking their mind and then regretting it later. I will name no names. But anyway, what else has been going on? Nothing. Oh, it's been snowing. That's the interesting thing at the moment. When I got home, it actually started to snow, and I'm just like a little kid. I'm just like that little kid that... Apparently, the UK, they called out a major search because a 7-year-old got up early, got about 6 o'clock, it was snowing, and actually put all his, put warm clothes on, and actually went to school early. Strange, yeah, everyone's got a strange kid, to actually play in the snow. And he actually turned up early at school. But, you know, in the meantime, I think it was about 5 a.m, his mother woke up, and massive sort of search parties and all that sort of stuff. And it just reminds me how sad it is nowadays that, you know, a kid like that can't go out and play in the snow without, you know, signing in triplicate and doing all the insurance forms and you know, telling everybody and probably carrying a mobile and probably having a GPS tracking satellite on them, you know, one of those little things they put on top of police vans, number 835, you know, it's that kind of thing. It's just a bit, you know, I am like that kid when it comes to snow. I'm like, wee, snow. I'm not like my dad or other people. It's like, oh, I've got to clear it up. I'm like, wee, snow. So I was happy it was snowing on the way back, but it doesn't seem to be sticking. But it's been snowing quite a lot here in London, which is quite unusual. It's quite unusual. The news about there's other news about Don. Apparently, I don't know what you heard here that they're moving venue for Button Down Disco, where Don DJs at the moment. But apparently he's got his own night coming up. And when I get news of that, I will tell you. I will definitely pester him and Don or Dolly Rock, if you hear me. I want to know, but I will definitely pester them. Hopefully, I think he's going to Bastard. And Bastard's... I'm crap, aren't I? I haven't told you where it is. It's at the Asylum, which is just off Charlotte Street, the junction of Charlotte Street... just at the top of Charlotte Street, underneath a newsagent. It sounds a bit dodgy, but basically it's one of those underground basement clubs. It's very small, which is why I was saying it'd be amazing to actually get everyone in for that thing, because I've got DJ Zebra, Lou and Placido, and DJ Rico, and the Cartel Guys, and the usual crowd, and I think it's Super Dan's birthday, who's one of the regulars on Gaibo. Who does, you know, behind the Chemical Remix projects and Prodigy Remixed. And so it's going to be packed. It's going to be manic. I'm definitely going to be there because I missed out on seeing Lou and Placido before. They had to pull out at short notice. And, oh, definitely, definitely. And DJ Zebra would be great to see as well. So it's going to be the French posse and the US posse as well. And the Cartel guys holding up the UK posse. Probably like Southern posse, actually, but we won't get into that. but no, that'll be from 9 p.m. I'll get it right. It's free, and as I say, it's at Charlotte Street in London, just at the top of Charlotte Street, going towards Tottenham Court Road. There's like a junction with another road, which I can't remember the bloody name of that road, but it's under the newsagents, and you'll see it's kind of got a red frontage. It's near this club called, next door to this club called Bamboo, with like fire things outside. Definitely, I'm not sure if I'd be telling you to come down, because it's going to be packed. Anyway, I think time for another song. And I say, I've got no idea what it is. Time to press play. Ooh, where it stops, nobody knows. But I do have things like this.
You're listening to Radio Clash.
This is Radio Clash
on Pirate Satellite.
I've got to respond to something that... I'll play you a clip from Adam Curry's Daily Source Code, which is from the 25th. I've got a response to it because... to be honest, it pissed me off, actually.
West Coast, also on the East Coast, but more on the West Coast, more people have come up to me and said, man, where do you get those mashups? You know, I love them. And I always say I get them from Sid. But I think also mixfreaks.org is a place you might want to sniff around or email some of the guys there. They seem to be doing a lot of interesting work with mashups. And yeah, I do love it. It's totally cool. But specifically because... you know, it's stuff that will never, ever be able to release to be released commercially just because of the clearances. And we've gone through that.
Oh, sorry to cut you off in mid-flow, Adam. But I agree with his last point. They're great because you can't sell them. And, you know, that's what I try and do here is bring you the tunes that you can't buy in the shops and you wouldn't hear anywhere else. Now, why does that piss me off? Well, one... if I was to say, people have been asking me where to get the cover versions I've been playing, you know, where I can hear more. So I think you should go to coversproject.org, I think it's .org, or Amazon, and just buy them. Or if I want to hear a ranty Jewish lesbian, I should get a tape of Dr. Ruth, or I would like to say allegedly, because I don't know if she's a lesbian, or Sandra Bernhardt. She's definitely a lesbian and she's Jewish. So go and go and buy a tape of Sandra Bernhardt. What would I be missing there? Well, actually, there are podcasts, Adam. There are podcasts for mashups. And I'm not just singing my own praises. There's Mashup by Ross, and there's quite a few other shows that play mashups. So why did you direct everyone to a website? Now, the other reason I'm annoyed is that I've actually sent in some of the mashups he's played. Now, I don't expect, you know, I don't expect to be discussed on air or whatever, but a thank you would be nice. I sent in the Smash Up Derby, I sent in the Jacko Boot he just played, the one with Go Home Productions. He's played tracks by me or DJ Nono. Sent in idents, and not a single kind of that's Tim from Radio Clash, or you know, mention or a thank you, but not, you know, and that's, well, you know, that would be nice, but not even a link, you know, in the show notes. And I would say that the number one thing of actually doing a show, if people are going to send you in content and do part of your work for you, then I think you should credit them. And I'm a bit pissed off that not only has he redirected to a website that I've heard in passing, but it's actually not the premier, you know, it's not where I get any of my mashups. It's not where any of my friends get mashups. It's not where any of my friends that actually do the mashups that Adam has played post their mashups. And I've heard of Mixed Freaks, it's a Dutch website, and JPL posts there, and JPL is very good. But, okay, here's a list of places. If you want to find mashups, this is where you go. Okay, number one, you've got Magic, and it's set up by JR, who's otherwise known as Chaos Productions. Okay, it's www.dj... jayr.netfirms.com/magic. That's MAJIC/NFPHBBB/index.php. That's why I wasn't going to read it out there. But anyway, so you got, yeah, bootypop.proboards27.com. Now, that's another website run by Steve, otherwise known as Bush Number 10. Also, Boots and Remixes. God, this is always a classic thing of trying to reel off a whole load of URLs. Okay, I'll give you the direct address, which is Boots and Remixes. That's BOOTSN Remixes, REMIXES .proboards26.com. Now they do a lot, like all of these, they do a lot of competitions. They're very bootleg focused, and the guys running it do my dents, the Australian guys, which is Naughty Bat Freak and DJ Hoodoopy Doc Guybo. They're called Get Your Bootleg On, and you can find them at www.guybo-v3.co.uk, I think, at the moment. If not, go to guybo.org, and I'm sure there'll be a link that redirects you from there. And of course there's Mutant Pop, which is www.mutantpop.net. I have to get the plug in. And again, a lot of people post boots on there, and you can get a lot of tracks off that. And also there is www.culturedeluxe.com, which is back up again. Now that's great. Pretty much everybody posts to that from all of those boards, because there is a voting system. That basically I would say is, after that long rant and long list of URLs, is there are loads of places you can find boots, and I'm happy for you to go out and spread the word and download all of the boots, and I always link where I can get the links or link to the websites. And if you want to send in boots, you want to send in stuff, you want to recommend stuff, go ahead, and I will credit people. And it just really fucks me off when people don't do that. Credit where credit's due. It just pisses me off. After that sort of really annoyed rant, I'll play another tune. I think it's probably wise. What will it be? It's Smash Up Derby. We'll be right back. That was Smells Like Billie Jean by Smash Up Derby, which is a live mashup of the McSleazy mashup he did in 2002. It might be 2001. Definitely 2002. But I could be wrong. And they're a great bunch of guys. They're from San Francisco. You've got Adrian and you've got Dada in the group. And the Dada's the drummer and the lead singer's Adrian. Adrian runs Club Booty. Which I've plugged many a time, a great club, and I've DJed there, and it's a brilliant bunch of people, and Dada's a really nice bloke, he DJs there as well, and a bunch of friends. I think they were in a group together with, or some of them were in a group together. It's kind of they were in a band. I think Adrian and some of them were in a band called Blue Period, which was quite well known in San Francisco. But I might be wrong. That's my catchphrase. But I might be wrong. Normal schedule broadcast will come in shortly, because I'm not too sure about this random thing. I thought it would. I don't know. I thought it would. I thought it'd work. Damn you! Damn you! Damn you! So let's see what Mr. Random iPod has got next. Excellent. It's MC Pitman with Mammoth.
Don't call me an hunchback. I've been digging for years, avoiding people selling apples and pears. Pubic hairs gone wild in my pants room. Coming to my world of doom. Explosions everywhere. I don't drink any, so wear balaclavas. Won't put up with feel good Yankees. Wanna be cowboys and wanna be cops. Don't you dare care about my moves. Mind your business, it's never been nice to see you nice. But I might shout Bruce to get the right price. I'm gonna knock you out. Me mam said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Me mam said give him a clout. I'm gonna knock you out. Me mam said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Me mam said give him a clout. Don't you go and use that cheapo jam. It spoils your toast. I'm gonna make your girls from bum get warm without using porn. Just like Lennox Lewis the boxer. But I'm called Sugar Pit Pony the Great. You don't want beef with me. What?
Pit man.
Me? The maniac lyrical. I'm not a nutter, but you might hear me go. How'd you like me now? No bullshit, cause Dan, you can't get to Mr. Pit your shit. Listen to my cold pick, I'm blasting, I'm masking, I'm like Shaft, cause I'm mind shafting. All English all the time, put it on wax to commit a crime. I'm gonna knock you out, me mum said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out, I'm gonna give you a clout. I'm gonna knock you out,
come on.
Me mum said knock you out, I'm gonna knock you out. My mum said give him a clap.
Break down. Check, 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 check. Check, check it out, tosses. Gangsta brother. Check, 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 check. Check it out, tosses.
The usual wankers getting played on the radio. I just don't know. What made you not want to go and play me? You didn't get it for free. I'm nearly insane, floating like David Blaine on a little crack crane. Letting fools know that they can't take the piss. When they come near me, I'm working, killing, digging and making a hole. Just for the coal. I'm gonna knock you out. Me mum said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Me mum said give him a clap. I'm gonna knock you out. Me mum said give him a clap. I'm gonna knock you out. Me mum said give him a clap. Out. I'm gonna block you out the fucking ass. You get me? I'm gonna knock you out with my spade. Are you ready? Feel the force.
That was MC Pitman. You get me? The world's first ever Yorkshire minor rapper, apparently. He did the classic It Takes Tea, that was Mam Said. He does kind of like spoof versions of a bit like 50 Pence, and I think I have my suspicions that they are somehow related, but he does spoof versions of rap songs, some very, very, very classics, which of course I can't remember at the moment, but yeah, that is very good. But It Takes Two, I might play at some point, because that's of course Rob Bass and Easy Rock. It Takes Two, one of my favourite rap songs of all time. Also I know a certain DJ in San Francisco that likes that track as well. I think I'm starting to realise, right, I'm starting to realise why I plan these shows. Okay, freeform is not necessarily good, not even in jazz. So, I will... DJ has picked a classic. So I think I'm going to play out two more tracks and then leave it to it. And if you hear this, then obviously I've decided probably to edit the fuck out of it. I'm starting to realise what... Oh, yes, you see. I would say one thing, though. About iPods is I'm not totally sure. I'm borrowing this one, and compared to my River, why can't I delete an iPod? What is that about? I'm not too sure about the shuffle wheel thing. And three, when you click, you don't always get the song starting. Like then, I clicked it to pause it, and it was still playing. So, surprises. Okay, this is a classic boot by the masters of one of the masters, but probably the masters of publicising bootlegs on their radio show, which is why a lot of people's bootlegs are credited to them, because they got ripped from the radio show and everyone thought it was by them. Soul Wax, and this is Bring Romeo. You keep on giving me the hold up. You know I push it, make your mind up. Cause when we get it on, it's all so. You used to be my Romeo. Cause you seem like, dear, I have enough of keeping quiet about all this stuff. Your new rocket like a yo-yo. You used to be my Romeo. Giving me the hold up. You know I wish you'd make your mind up. Cause when we get it on, it's so sore. You used to be my Romeo, Romeo. Cause you see, my dear, I have had enough of keeping quiet about all this stuff. You're neurotic like a girl. Oh, you used to be my Romeo. Damn, Mr. iPod DJ, I was saving that one. I wasn't all. I was saving that for a rainy day, because, of course, it's Clash-based. It is The Magnificent Seven with Romeo by Basement Jacks, and it's by Soul Wax, the mighty, mighty Soul Wax, whose radio show, Radio Soul Wax, kind of kicked this whole thing off, along with Stroke of Genius, because they had their show from 1999 to 2001, and it was pretty much all mixes and bootlegs. It was like one of the super chunks. But I would say all the way through, but I'm not sure if actually I have actually heard and downloaded what purports to be actual shows, but there's a lot of bootlegs floating around which are basically cut-ups of the actual shows, which you usually tell because they're compressed to fuckery, and of course then you can't use them on stuff like this, because what I have done in the past, I used a Freelance Hellraiser, which is probably ripped off their show. I don't know, but you know, it was so compressed, it's probably ripped off XFM or their show. But yes, the brothers, the Dwaley brothers. My only Soul Wax story is I actually tried to see them once at what was it, Face Party, last 2003, and the bastards didn't show up. They're at the time they're purporting to get something or ask for something in the region of about 7,000 a show, which is a crazy money. And the acts were all supposed to be confirmed, but they were the only one who didn't make it. I don't know if they asked for too much money or whether it was personal things or who knows, but I was pissed off. I was very pissed off because I was there for them. But I got to see Mark Moore DJing, which is not... Supergrass and Electric Six, when Electric Six were actually pretty hot. I saw them recently, they weren't that great, but that was actually a good gig. It was a good gig. Mark Moore's a hero of mine, so it's good to see him DJing with his little phone. and he was walking around saying hello to fans. Didn't have an attitude. Oh dear. But Chris Moyles was in there, and me and my mate spent the whole time going, "Is that Chris Moyles over there?" in loud voices, and really pissing him off because he was grumpy. Grumpy, the word begins with C and three stars. I probably have said it on this show, but I've just suddenly gone all coy. So I will play another track, and that's probably it. I think I might actually release this as a special thank you to the people that were on the feed. I think it might be known as the Secret Show. I might do this from while to while. It's kind of fun, but it's also scary. It's like I am a control freak, and all of the control is taken away by my little white iBox. iPod. Let's see what that little iPod has in store for us. What have you got for us today? Oh.
Well, try just putting on.
A bit of negative land. I was about to go out with them anyway. Good choice.
Track 13. This announcement from the producers of this record contains important information for radio program directors and is not for broadcast. The first cut on this record has been cross-format focused for airplay success. As you well know, a record must break on radio in order to actually provide a living for the artists involved. Up until now, you've had to make these record-breaking decisions on your own, relying only on perplexing intangibilities like taste and intuition. But now, there's a better way. The cut that follows is the product of newly developed compositional techniques based on state-of-the-art marketing analysis technology. This cut has been analytically designed to break on radio. And it will. Sooner or later. For the station that breaks it first, the benefits are obvious. You lead the pack. Yes, no matter what share of this crazy market you do business in, no other release is going to satisfy your corporation's current idea of good radio like this one. On this cut, we're working together on the same wavelength in scientific harmony. But remember, this cut is constructed for multi-market breaking now. Don't waste valuable research with needless delay. We've done the hard work of ensuring your success. The final step is up to you. Special designer song follows in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Come on, man. With the Cool J with the
Love that. Apologies for the backing vocal, I couldn't resist. It's kind of an in-joke. I probably can't talk about it, otherwise Kirk would never come on this show. I definitely can't play that track. Let's just say a certain person covered that track when they were quite young, and I think that their version's better than the original, because LL Cool J is... he's a pioneer, he's innovative, he's also a pompous prick. And a bit like when Chaos Productions did Are You Gonna Be My Jet? Anything that takes the piss out of Jet, because again, they take themselves way too seriously, just kind of makes me laugh. And I love that track. That's by Flashbulb. It's one of the originators, along with Scatter. In fact, might actually be before Scatter. You probably heard a very little bit of that in the DJ Food mix, if you listen to it. That's where it's from. And I just love the way it just elongates, just time stretching, and just, and it seems like it's going to sort of, he's fall down a big hole past the old girl. No, actually, I think that's cheered me up a lot.
So thanks for listening to
this long
that
ramble
transition
of the show.
Between the announcement and the track.
You can find
totally
out down more
to my
about the show
if
you found it in the feed, thinking, "What the hell is this?" On www.mutantpop. I always keep saying Radio Clash. I don't have that domain. www.mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. What shall we play out with? Shall we play out with anything at all? Okay, let's see. What do we have? I hope it's nice and chilled. I bet it isn't. I'll speak
to you
soon.
Loving you could be so easy. Loving you could make me warm.
Can't tell that's been edited, can you?
Ever since the day I left you,
try, but I just can't get you out of my
show that they don't smoke it.